Homo
Lab.
Homo
Lab.
Okay, guys, it's episode Homo Lab 100.
Oh, no, it's not really a birthday, is it?
No, it's an anniversary, really, yeah. Which is, God, I don't even know what
that's
would be.
Like thing to a birthday.
Kryptonite, diamond. Yeah.
How long have we been going, by the way? Because I know there's, like, we do it every week, and there's 52 weeks in the year, so it would make sense that we've been going almost 2 years, but it's not true.
No, it's not
because
true.
We take a lot of breaks. Yeah. And in the beginning, we were really disorganized.
I think it's about 2010 we started. Because,
that's possible.
Do you remember we started recording at Absolute?
Yeah.
And I left Absolute in March 2011.
Okay.
So I reckon it was autumn 2010 we started.
Okay.
Well, hey, that's Lucio Bafoni. That's Amy LeMay.
And he's Baylen Leonard.
Hey, and you know, for weeks, we've been trying to decide what we should do for our 100th
yeah.
episode.
And basically, the only thing we could decide on was, let's go get pissed.
Yeah, we were like, let's go get drunk. But we decided to do something much better than go get pissed today.
You may notice that there's quite a lot of noise in the background, and that is because we are currently sitting on a patch of dirt opposite 10 Downing Street.
And we're at the protest against gays in Russia.
No, four gays in Russia.
Four gays in Russia. There's four gays in Russia?
There's a lot of gays in Russia, and they're oppressed, as we know. But this is the second big kind of protest in London, anyway.
Yeah,
for this.
Absolutely. I missed the first one, which was on a Saturday. And,
yeah, that was the big Bukkake thing in Vauxhall.
Yeah.
No, that was Ducky's Bacchanal.
Yeah,
oh, that was
Vauxhall
it.
Bacchanal. Yes. That's why I wasn't here.
And
so,
I wasn't here for that either.
I was here for that.
Yeah, and how does it compare?
It's really early. It's only started at 5. It's going on 5 till 8 today. So it's a bit quieter, but it's louder, if that makes sense. There's fewer people here, but they're making more noise.
That's good. And everybody's wearing red. Well, most people are wearing red. Amy, red is a signature color for you.
Yeah.
So you're constantly wearing it on your lips, on your nails.
And do you know what shade of lipstick this is?
Bolshevik red.
Russia to Russia with love red?
It's Russian red.
Russian red.
It's Russian red.
Boycott Amy's lipstick, everybody.
Don't do that. Oh my God, you'll have a really big fight on your hands.
So were we meant to wear red?
Yeah, you've got a red hat on.
Oh, cool.
I've got a red shirt on. Amy's got red lipstick
on. And I've got my big red bag.
Yeah, red accessories all around. So that's all good. So, basically what we're going to do is we're just going to catch the mood of the protest here. We're going to talk to people, see why they're here, what they think, you know, what difference it's going to make and all that sort of stuff. And just catch up and kind of hopefully give you a bit of a vibe if you're not somewhere. Because I think there's like 50 countries around the world that are having a simultaneous protest today.
Yeah.
Because the
G20
it grows every year,
it's
doesn't
20.
It?
Yeah.
The G20.
There's different ones. This is the one.
Yeah,
with
it's going on right now. So that's why the protests are happening in all the countries.
I have to say one of the biggest contingents that has turned out today, and they've been here like since 4:45. They were organizing themselves. Is the African LGBT Diamond Group? They're called,
cool.
And there's about 35 of them.
And they're the ones making most of the noise as well.
Yeah, they've been singing, they've been chanting, they've been really right at the front line the whole time.
I want to go and have a party with them. I think they would be fun to go drinking with.
Yes.
Maybe we should go drinking with them after we're done here.
Yeah, the socialist workers don't look like they're fun to drink with, to be honest.
In the 80s, I'm sure the socialist workers hated on the gays.
Yeah,
and the militant tendency, who are here now called socialists, selling their papers, they used to think that it was bourgeois deviation. That the only reason you were gay was because it was a middle class deviation.
It was decadent.
Well, I'll remind you that not that long ago the Tories hated the gays as well.
Well, one of the things that I think we should really be highlighting is not just the fact that all of this, you know, Section 28-esque legislation is being introduced in Russia, but we really have to watch out what's happening on our own patch as well. I know I mentioned it last week, but you know, we really do have to be very aware of what's going on in this country as well. Bringing in Section 28 by stealth.
Yes. Now, we have a little update on that because last podcast we talked about that Section 28 was kind of sneaking in the back door with free schools because they had omitted the clause about equality for transgendered people.
Yes.
And they have made an announcement since then saying that that was a complete oversight and it was accidentally taken out and they're going to reinstate it.
Right.
Do you believe that?
No. Because I don't believe the Tory government.
Although, you know, having said that, we're literally a stone, we're directly across the street from 10 Downing Street. David Cameron, Tory, is currently in Russia. He is, unlike Obama, he is meeting with Putin, but he has vowed to discuss LGBT rights. Good thing?
Well, absolutely. However, did you know that President Obama, I've just seen on CNN, is actually meeting with gay rights activists in Russia?
Yes, I mean, far more impressive. That's a bigger statement, because he chose not to meet with Putin and instead to meet with LGBT activists.
I wonder if we could get Michelle to come down to the Vauxhall Tavern one Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Let's get Sarah Brown.
Yeah. So. Oh, my God. How much would you love Michelle to come to the Vauxhall Tavern? How much would I love Michelle to come to?
We all want Michelle to come there.
Well, now you've said it, you need to make it happen.
Do you know when
if we realize it, if we all realize it, imagine it in our heads, then that's the first point.
When Sarah Brown was there, we did have a discussion about her shoes, because she had on really fierce heels.
Yeah.
And it was pissing down. I don't know if you remember that night, but it was absolutely chucking it down. And she came out and was, you know, gingerly stepping over puddles, but she had the most amazing shoes on. And she went, yeah, but they're not very comfortable.
But she knows. She knows to wear fabulous shoes for the gays, doesn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Do you know what, right? Why don't we have a kind of talk round and meet some of the people here at the demo?
I'll tell you what. I chatted with somebody just a few moments earlier who has made the most incredible banner and puppet. So let me introduce you to him.
Homo
Lab.
Homo
Lab.
Joshua Rafau, and I live in East London.
And you have created the most marvelous patchwork puppet. Can you tell me about it?
Oh yeah, it's something that I do. Normally, sort of my artwork is sort of these strange puppets. And so with what's going on in Russia, Putin was just an obvious one to do. And obviously I wanted to come here today and show my support. And the banners kind of, you know, took me about 2 weeks to do. And yeah.
Can you read the banner out for us?
The banner says, "To Russia with love. It should not matter which hole you put it in." Putin. Putin, sorry. It's really hard to say.
What do you think about the turnout so far?
Yeah, it's definitely getting better, isn't it? Quite a lot of people, so really good, really good. Good atmosphere. Everybody's chatting, and it's really nice.
Isn't he adorable?
I love him, and that doll is amazing.
I know, can you imagine making those for a living?
Oh, my God. It's better than the job I have at the moment.
I'll tell you what, why don't we tweet a photo?
Yeah. Shall I do that right now?
Yeah, do that right now. So the time we're recording this, to look for Amy's tweet on Homo Lab is 5:23 on Tuesday the 3rd of September.
Yeah, we're at Homo Lab.
It'll be on our Facebook as well.
Well, Amy, while you were doing that, I was going around and just talking to people who aren't doll makers and who were just here and turned out to join the protests in their own individual ways. And I asked them what they were here for, what the difference they thought it would make, and yeah, you know, just catching the vibe, Amy. So here's a few people who are here.
Homo
Lab.
Homo
Lab.
Okay, I'm here with Al Palais, looking resplendent in red with sequins, of course.
Yeah, well, this is just the underwear, Balin.
So why are you here today?
Well, I'm here not primarily for LGBTQI rights, but for human rights. I think the biggest trick that has been played on us as human beings is the idea of separation. There isn't any separation. The abuse that's going on in Russia is the abuse of all of us. And it really just has to stop. So, you know, it's all right being a very glitzy, fickle, feckless showbiz personality or being perceived as such. But, I mean, what's the point in being as good as gold but no earthly use? And I'd rather be here than watching Big Brother.
Do you think that us being here will make a difference?
Well, apparently, you know, increment by increment, it is making a difference. You know, some of us would be more militant about it, given a big pink tank to drive. But I do think our voices do make a difference. And, you know, we have to keep speaking up because you never know who's next.
My name is Darren James and I'm from London.
And why are you here today?
I'm here to represent and stand up for gay people and lesbians, bisexual, transgenders, all that. The community.
All the letters.
All the letters, all the alphabet letters, in Russia, and for their equal rights, because they can't do it for themselves at the moment. And yeah, we're putting pressure on our Prime Minister, David Cameron. It's happening all over the world. I think there's 20 countries that are involved that are doing a protest at the same time. Yeah, so it's for freedom and for... Yeah, for freedom for them and for their equal rights. And also, the Olympics is involved. I think that's a bit of a, you know, people have different views on that, whether it should go ahead or should be pulled. And
do you think that that's why? Because there's, you know, there's over 70 countries that have these anti-LGBT laws of some description on their books, some far worse than Russia. Do you think the Olympics is the reason why Russia's getting so much attention at the moment?
I think as well, Russia is... I mean, obviously it's not Europe, but it's connected to us, and it seems that the laws have regressed quite dramatically what Putin's put in place. And I mean, I went to Russia 8 years ago, and I went gay clubbing, so I went to a few different places. I had a great time, and so for it now to be completely illegal, people can't talk about it. It just seems that it's like a massive step backwards. So I think that has something to do with it. Feels a little bit more close. It feels a bit closer to home, and also. It's at the same time we're all getting equal rights. We're having like marriage being being legalized in France and in the UK, and so at a time when it's been, we seem to be making so many steps forward, it's like, it seems like a massive step backwards. But yeah, I think the Olympics has definitely brought it into the media spotlight.
Do you think it'll make a difference today? This.
We'll have to see, won't we?
Better than doing nothing.
Better than doing nothing. Yeah, exactly.
LGBT community! Woo! Give us a big move!
My name's Leanna Bird and I'm from London.
And why are you here today?
I'm here to support equality for gay people in Russia and LGBT people as well.
Do you think that it'll make a difference, us being here today across from Downing Street?
I think whether or not it makes a difference, it's important to make a stand and to use our voice. And luckily we live in a country where we are free to share our opinions and to protest. So it's important that we exercise that right. But hopefully it will make a difference. And hopefully, you know, the position that we're in, that people can't fail to take notice. The media's down here. There's politicians who can see it. So hopefully the ripples will begin.
And do you think that we're paying so much attention to Russia because of the Olympics? Because there's loads of countries that have anti-gay rights, or anti-gay laws on their books. Why Russia? Why are we paying so much attention?
Well, I think it's because they're part of the... I'm going to sound like an idiot if I get this wrong, but they're part of the UN, so... is that correct? Yeah,
that's right.
To cast outside again, so not that. I think it's because they're part of the UN, so we expect a certain different level from them than we do to other countries. But also, yeah, of course, the Olympics has put a spotlight on them. And also, there has been a spotlight on them anyway about, you know, things like Pussy Riot being jailed. So there's been a lot of attention on Russia anyway, and on the way that they treat their civilians and on people's rights and rights to expression and things like that. So I think that it's been going on for a little while, and this is maybe the pinnacle point now.
I have to say, you have probably the most rock and roll look here. Well, wearing red, but you've got a bit of a Guns N' Roses thing happening, which is quite good.
You know, you got to rock it out. You got to look the part. Why not?
Ho, mo.
Loud.
Ho, mo.
That's Leanna Bird of XFM fame.
Yeah, so people are rocking it here. And as I mentioned there, she's got a very rock and roll look happening, which makes sense because she works at a rock and roll station.
Seeing as it's our 100th anniversary,
yeah.
I was wondering if you have a favorite Homolab moment from the last 100
episodes.
Oh,
you know, it's like Murder My Darlings, Amy. How could I possibly pick? But you know what? I have to say, in terms of interviews that we've had on the show, one that I didn't do, but absolutely loved, was Lucho interviewing Bananarama.
Yeah, that was like really early on.
Yeah, that was like
episode
second
or
third.
Yeah,
because they were absolutely great.
Yeah.
And in terms of interviews that I did, I'd have to say it's Boy George. Now, I know, Amy, that you and Boy George are quite good friends, and that you could text him right now if you wanted to. That's not the case with me. I don't really know Boy George. I've only met him a couple of times, but he's such good value, and aside from being a genuinely nice person, he's also controversial, which we love. And also it created quite a news story because he was in a Twitter feud with Lady Gaga's Little Monsters, and that made news around the world. So I have to be pretty pleased about that, I have to say. What about you? What's your favorite?
Oh gosh, now that I said that, I'm not really sure. Can you choose a favorite for me?
Amy's favorite was when Jen Brister sat in for her.
How rude.
You are such a bitch. You are such... Don't take it out on me just because I insulted your £10 Topshop.
I know.
Sale purchase. Oh,
yeah. Now, here's the thing.
Do you know when
Lucio
you buy a piece of clothing, right, and then you kind of go, oh, what do you think of this?
Oh, I got it in the sale. It was only £10.
So Lucio and I are going to Ibiza for a week at the weekend, and Lucio's been getting some, you know, some holiday wear, and he was very pleased with his top, and Amy was less pleased with his top.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
But then again, you've never liked me, Amy.
It's all coming out now. It's all coming out
there
now.
There we go. That's my favorite Homer Lab moment ever right there.
You must be able to think. It's really difficult.
I loved Margaret Cho. I loved having Margaret Cho.
Oh, yeah,
on.
When we did it at Bait Boutrix. What's it?
Maison Berthaud?
Yeah, that's it.
Lucio's not good with foreign words at all, is he? Unless they're Italian.
Yeah.
It is hotting up the demo, I have to say, in both ways. The sun is very strongly out. There's more and more people gathering here. Cars are tooting their horns as they go, and everybody's in a right old festive atmosphere. And, of course, there's a few drag queens here. What would a demo be without a few drag queens, I ask you?
A straight one.
You know, not to belittle a protest in any way, shape, or form, or to take away the seriousness of what we're here doing, but there's not half good eye candy here, is there? I mean, I have to say, Amy, I think that protesting gay men as a genre are a little bit hotter than protesting lesbians. No?
I can attest to that. Thus far.
Do you know what, right? It was so, the last demo here was so hot because it was like a Saturday afternoon and all the gay finery was out. Are we going to do some news?
Oh, yeah, let's do some news.
News? News or shags?
News.
This is from our friends at Gay Star News.
Homo
Lab.
Homo
Lab. Right, well, Amy, you're official lesbian, trans correspondent. Yeah. Malian's lesbian correspondent.
Yeah, I'm a lesbian.
I'm kind of normally Italian correspondent.
And sports correspondent.
Yeah. But I've got a story about Spain. That's kind of like Italy in sport, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all like in that,
that
region
down
there.
So, a 25-year-old Spanish man was told that homosexuality is a mental disorder that can be treated, and he underwent several tests, as gay people are prone to all sorts of diseases. This isn't 1963, this has actually happened in 2013. He's suing the doctor that said he could cure this guy's homosexuality. David Camara visited a medical practitioner in the southern city of Juan, and he was complaining about anxiety, he'd been vomiting, eating little, had something to do with the run of bad luck over 2 years. And the doctor told him that you have to understand that you are unnatural. And she allegedly also said, haven't you realized that you are too masculine to get it into your head that you're gay? She said that homosexuality was a mental disorder that could be treated. I mean, you'd just tell your doctor where to go.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be like, wait, what did you say? Hold on, let me just...
But I've only come in here because I'm not, you know, I've got a headache.
Yeah.
You know.
I just need more insulin. Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah, I mean, you would tell your doctor to get fucked. But first of all, what you would do, I think, is that you would push record on your phone and be like, so what did you say again?
Yeah.
And can you read today's date, please? Because, you know, it's 2013. It is shocking, though. I mean, the thing about that, we're all quite, you know, outspoken, loud, obnoxious people. So we would do that. But you have to forget that sometimes, well, a lot of people, when they go to the doctor, they're in quite a vulnerable situation for whatever reason it might be. And you might not necessarily feel comfortable doing that.
Listen, I don't even want to recount to you what happened when I had to go for a smear test.
Oh, my good Lord.
It was like coming out, like when you're having a smear test, it is not nice.
Oh, no way.
This is something that lesbians have to deal with all the time.
Really?
Yeah, because the first question they ask you is, are you on birth control? Or do you take birth control? Are you sexually active? Yes. Do you take birth control? No. Are you trying to get pregnant? No. And they look at you like you're fucking insane. And then you have to go, oh, but, you know, I'm a lesbian. And like, do you really have, you know?
Oh, that's really annoying.
And the last one that I had was like really fucking freaked out.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. And she's since been fired from the practice. Not to do with what my thing, because I didn't record her, but because of other things that had happened.
Your vagina freaked someone out.
It
to
did.
The point that they got
it's,
fired.
She's not the only one. She is certainly not the only one.
I'm sorry.
When I was 18, I went...
What are you? Have you got issues about my vagina?
No,
do you not
I'm
want
not
to talk
thinking,
about my
I'm
vagina?
I'm just blocking it out of my head.
He's as bad as...
I'll get too excited, Amy.
Now we're just being silly.
When I was 18, I went to the clinic just because I thought, oh, I should go, even though I hadn't had like full on proper sex.
When you were 18,
when I was 18, I went to.
You made up for that, didn't you?
Oh, well, yeah. And the nurse persuaded me, said that I had to have an HIV test because, you know, even looking at a gay man could potentially pass it on pretty much. And that I should be really careful when I go to London because there'd be lots of men there that would want to take advantage of me.
And she was right.
And you were like, I'm booking a one-way ticket now.
Yeah, you're like, Mom, I'm going to London now. And so far, so good. Well, Amy, sticking with vaginas and lesbians, being the lesbian correspondent, I'm going to tell the story of Diana Nyad. Diana Nyad,
Is this about her vagina?
Oh, it's not about her vagina. It is about her being fucking amazing.
And brilliant.
You know, she very well might have a fucking amazing vagina as well, but that's not what this is about. All right, let me tell you what she did, and then I'll tell you more about her. She just completed, on her fifth attempt, swimming from Florida to Cuba, right? It took 52 hours and 54 minutes. And she's the first person to ever do it without a shark cage around her.
Because
normally
joking?
When people try and do this, they're in a shark cage swimming.
Wait, did she have a sleep halfway through or something?
No, she was swimming. She had this team around her that were feeding her liquids and proteins and carbohydrates that she was immediately vomiting
and cocaine.
Back up. Yeah, hopefully. And while she was swimming. But here's the thing, right? Not only is she a lesbian, which is amazing, she's 60 fucking 4 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That is really inspiring.
So, Amy, I've come up with this great sponsored swim that you can do. Just need to get in training.
Oh, God.
She was super nauseous towards the end of it, as you can imagine, swimming that long and not really having anything to eat, not being able to keep anything down.
I saw pictures of her as well, and she's, like, tried to not be stung by jellyfish, which apparently is also...
Yeah. Did you see the photos of her on her previous time where she was stung by jellyfish? Her whole face.
Yeah, she was wearing a special mask this time, and even though she had the mask on, luckily... they didn't really run into very many jellyfish, they said. So congratulations, Diana Nyad. You're an inspiration.
I mean, you're a heroine.
As somebody who just learned to swim like a year or two ago and can do about 2 laps in pool.
I taught you.
You did teach me, kinda, and all the Dutch boys and sitches. But I just think it's amazing. So well done.
Well done. Now, we're here at the rally against Putin and the homophobic laws in Russia. So news from our friends at K-Star News that the first Russian gay activist may be convicted under this propaganda law. So a 24-year-old was attacked and arrested by his own parents.
Oh, my God.
At a solo protest in July. Now, several others have been charged under the propaganda law and been convicted in individual regions. But Dmitry Isakov's legal team has said that he could be the first to be convicted and could face a huge fine under the federal ban. So this is in the Russian city of Kazan. It's in the center of Russia. And police filed charges against this 24-year-old over his solo protest. All he did was he held up a sign and the sign said, being gay and loving gays is normal. Beating gays and killing gays is a crime. Now, the charges were filed on the basis of a complaint from another teen, and he was handed in by his parents, and they were responsible for the original arrest. I mean, this is just like...
it's bad enough already, but the parents... I mean, we know, obviously, that gay people are chucked out of their houses every single day by their parents and cut off from their families for that reason, but it still always shocks me that hate is thicker than blood.
Yeah, and also, this is the other thing that is shocking, is that they believe that he's been... a victim of police brutality because he came out of prison the next day, but his left leg was really badly swollen. His knee was twice as big as the right. He said, even an old granny with a crutch could overtake me on the street.
At least he's got a sense of humor about
it. Yeah.
That's a good thing about the gays. We always have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Normally.
So we're getting our heads kicked in.
Yes. So anyway, we'll bring you updates of this, but it seems sad and...
Yeah, I mean, it's just a reminder of why
we're here.
There's, you know, hundreds of people here and the crowds are growing while we sit here. As some of the people said that we talked to about why they're here, you know, we don't know that it will make a difference, but it's the start of something. It's the germ of something. It's people seeing that people care and that people, really don't want this happening in the modern world today. So even though we're thousands of miles away and the prime minister that we're trying to speak to, he's not even here, is he? Isn't he in Russia?
No, he's in Russia.
Yeah, so, but it's more about visibility and standing up for what you believe in. So
we're getting people on the 88 bus to cheer as they go past.
Yes. And it's a good thing all the buses are red in London, because that just means that they're supporting gay rights. Yeah. Well, listen, that is the news from our friends.
At Gaystar News.
News.
Ho, mo.
Loud.
Ho, mo.
Thanks to everybody who's been in touch on Twitter. Dolly with the Dick said, listen to episode 99. Thanks for the shout out. Although Amy LeMay didn't seem very impressed. I was very impressed.
Amy LeMay is rarely impressed. We've already discussed what she thought about Lucha's new holiday shirt.
Yeah. Don't take it personally, Dolly with the Dick. Thank you very much. Lush Cosmetics is really getting behind the Russia for Love. Thank you to the Drakes, who said, here you're celebrating your big 100. Drakes are sending a glass of fizz each, a wink and a salute.
Oh, we love the Drakes, yes. Don't we, Amy LeMay?
Yeah, we really do.
And fizzy.
And fizz. But, you know, they were also saying that it's much better than a Royal Telegram.
Absolutely.
But I can think of one thing that would be even better than a Royal Telegram.
What's that?
A Drake strippogram.
Well, I'm sure that we can organize that.
Can you?
Yeah, let's do it at your house.
But Lucia and I don't need to come.
No. As long as you record it for us to broadcast.
Really?
That's fine. Yeah.
Do you think I should sort that out?
Yeah, see if you can sort that out. Do you want me to sort it out as a present to you?
Yeah. How much? Can you sort that out as a present to me for our 100th anniversary?
Yeah, let's do it for the 150th.
I don't want to wait that long.
I don't have time.
Thank you very much to our new followers, Larry Bob, Gay Events UK, Phoebe, Charlotte Harris, we've got Irish Pop Slag, who else do we have? Rachel J, The Whig Party, Steve Butch Jones, GuideToGay.com, LGBT Underground, Garcon Model, Juliet Chard, Media Directory One. Thank you all for joining our happy band. We are at Homolab on Twitter.
I was just preoccupied because there's a tourist bus going by and there's like a Muslim woman in full black veil taking loads of photos and waving at the demo.
Brilliant.
Oh, good. But it's good to see people from all walks of life supporting the gays and the lesbians.
Listen, we don't know what goes on underneath that.
Yeah, that's true. I bet she has on the sexiest underwear under there. You know that's the whole thing, right? You dress really sexy under that.
Well, there's no need to wear much else, to be honest.
Well, this is true. Exactly. Well, listen, we're going to go get stuck into the demo properly. It's really hotting up now. We're going to grab a sign, we're going to wave a banner, and we're going to chant a chant. And that is how we chose to celebrate our 100th Homolab.
So we could have got drunk, we could have gone out for a big meal, we could have been self-congratulatory, we could have been full of self-regarding nonsense, but instead...
We came to a demo.
But you know, we were sitting on a patch of dirt.
Yeah, we're sitting on a patch of dirt. Yeah. But we should say, first of all, we would never have gotten to 100 episodes if it wasn't for all of you guys listening and downloading us and clicking and telling your friends about that. So thank you for listening.
We wouldn't have got to one episode if it wasn't for you actually recording it and editing it and putting it out.
Oh, well, listen, it's not about us. It's about you guys out there. So thank you.
We wouldn't have got to 100 if Lucio hadn't... Now, wait a second. Just let me have a think about this.
Yeah, you keep thinking. Come back to us on episode 200.
What was it?
We wouldn't have...
What is it you do?
We're just glad you show up, Lucio, sometimes. And Amy, without all your media connections, where would we be? Without your gay celebritar. Number, what was it? 57 on the most 100 important...
Oh, yes. I'm the 57th most important gay in the world.
Okay, now we are loving ourselves too much. We're going to go now. We're going to protest. We hope that you are standing up for what you believe in, wherever you are. And listen, another little thing. Now, I know we took a week off last week.
Right.
But Lucho and I are off to Ibiza on Saturday for a whole week.
Yeah, so don't I get to choose who sits in for you two?
Okay, you can do that. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, do that then. So we will have a podcast next week, Amy? Is that what you're saying right now on Homolab 100? Or do you want to take a week off?
I don't know. Can I think about it?
Okay, so there may or there may not
I don't know the technology.
This is the problem, isn't it?
Yes.
There may or there may not.
No, I don't think there's going to be because I don't know anyone else who can make a podcast.
See you whenever.
All right, yeah. So next week, Lucho and I will be in Ibiza. We'll probably do a little report from there that we will have for you the following week.
Okay, it's a deal.
Okay.
We love you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, we're the queers in your ears.
Yeah, we're the queers in your ears.
Ho, mo,
wow.
Homo
Lab.